Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Banning booze on flights. Should we do just that? Because there was over 1,400 different incidents involving difficult and unruly passengers on commercial flights operated by airlines certified by the Irish Aviation Authority. This is last year. It's actually trebled the amount of incidents reported from 2023. So would you be in support of banning alcohol, any drink, on flights from now on? Michelle is with me on the line today. Michelle, do you think we should ban drink on flights?
Absolutely, Andrea. How are you?
Good.
Yes, I do. I was never in favour of it before I had an incident, but after an awful experience that I had. Now, this is 15 years ago, so the statistics seem to be getting increasing more and more. But I had an awful experience on the way to Grand Canaria with my husband and my two kids. They were very young at the time, 4 and about 6 months. So the 6 months was sitting on my knees. And so the flight to Grand Canaria was about 4.5 hours, I think. And we were 3 hours in when a fight broke out. And I had always, it was one of my biggest fears, being stuck in a box where you have no control of getting out of the way. And here we are, and a fight breaks out. And
among passengers?
Yes, the drink. Because they,
do you know what, Michelle? Your line is just breaking up a little bit. Bear with me for a moment. I'm just going to reconnect with you, if you don't mind. I think we've got Hugh with us on the line today. Hugh, good afternoon.
Oh, good afternoon. How are you?
Good. Are you on for banning booze on flights?
Not at all. I don't like bans. Bans are a bad thing. So I'm actually in the airport now.
Are you? Right.
I'm off to Biarritz for the weekend.
Lovely.
And I might have a drink on the flight. I probably won't, but I'll probably leave it to later. Of course we shouldn't ban things. It's just ridiculous. Everything is about ban. People want to have a drink before the flight or get on the flight. Good luck to them, you know. And if they misbehave, there should be huge fines and lifetime bans from flying then. But like the vast majority of people get on the flight. They enjoy themselves. They might have a beer or two or probably not. And they should have that opportunity, you know. But ban is not the answer. It's an enormous fine at the end of it. If you misbehave on a flight, like that unfortunate woman there, whoever did that, well, they should be banned from flying for 10 years and have maybe a 10 grand fine. And that'll stop that carry on fairly pronto.
That's pretty harsh, all right. Anyway, yeah. So I have to say, Hugh, I'm inclined to agree with you. Like, I want to have a drink before I get on a flight when I'm at the airport, and I may or may not have a drink when I'm, you know, actually in the sky in the plane.
Yeah.
But I want to have the choice to do it and penalise those that misbehave.
Yeah. Absolutely, and you know, when you're in the airport at 4 o'clock in the morning, But you know, I can never understand it. I like a beer, but Jesus, people at 6 o'clock.
Not at 4 in the morning, yeah.
But good luck to them. Like, whatever rows your boat, you know. But I mean, there shouldn't be a ban. You stop banning things. Just ban the huge fines and lifetime bans from flying and all that. And sure, people, and as well, if you do that, you're going to have to, if you ban, like, they make a fortune in the airports and on flights on selling booze, you know. The price of flights would have to go up, because then they'd have to, you know, there's a cross subsidization between airports and flights with what they can sell you on, like on the, you know, tickets for raffles and all kinds of stuff, you know.
Yeah, so just let the rest of us who can behave have our drink or two, and then penalise, clamp down on those that can't. So, Michelle, this fight, I should say, broke out on board the flight between two different sets of passengers, was it?
No, the same bunch of lads. But that's interesting, Hugh's point there. I'll conclude the story and you'll see the truth at the end. So what happened was the fight broke out because they were drinking on ground and brought that on board, and the drinking continued. And I'm not a party pooper. Absolutely love having a little drink to celebrate the holiday and the fun of it. But the fight broke out between the lads themselves. And then we were 3 hours in, we still had an hour and a half to go. Gosh. And I was screaming, my husband was trying to console me, the kids were screaming. The fight was coming closer and closer to where we were sitting. The online attendants were absolutely amazing at getting it under control. We couldn't believe it. In about 2 minutes, they had got the whole thing under control, split them up and put them into different seats at the back of the plane, you know.
Which is not easy to ask, the airline crew or air hostesses to step
Absolutely.
In. It's not a job I'd fancy. And were they punching the heads off each other or what were they at?
They were, and there was blood everywhere. I mean, it was horrendous. And I was, I'm just terrible with that kind of thing anyway. But they got them under control, split them up, and then as we were getting closer to the ground, because the captain was trying to console the passengers and say, look at, we have contacted the ground control and the police will come on board. Please stay in your seats. This is all being handled and the police are coming on board. So when they got word of that, they started to swap T-shirts, change T-shirts. And then the captain says, could the passengers identify them, because they were now starting to obviously trying to disguise themselves. And they were identified, and on comes the police, removes them from the plane before the passengers were allowed to disembark. We get to the carousel to collect our bags, and the office to which they were taken to, we come out, they met the rest of the gang, they high-fived them, and they said, we've got a 300 fine. So they had done the paperwork, they had released them, and they had left the passengers absolutely and allowed to go about their holiday. Like Hugh says there, they should have been turned around and put back on the flight, and they should not have had a holiday. But they were just released, you know, paid their 300 fine, and away they go. So, you know, there needs to be something in place, to make sure that
people like this,
we were left. Everyone was left. I was left.
I know. I can understand, Michelle. I can understand why you don't enjoy flying after that. And I can. I imagine for you when you see people on the flight and they're ordering, you know, pint or wine or vodka or gin, you know, in multiple orders and two and three and four drinks. I can understand that you're apprehensive about that. But go on.
The one thing we do ask ourselves is where we're flying to now. And that's awful. You know, we're kind of saying, you know, do we fly there? What kind of, you know, and you can't control the people who go on flights. But we are concerned about what destination that we fly to. Would it attract certain types of, you know, party people who's going to be drinking from the minute they get to the airport in the morning, you know?
Yeah. Well, you see, Ryanair, wasn't it earlier this year? I remember we were talking about it here on the show when they introduced a €500 fine for disruptive passengers. It was the IATA were calling for a system for these on-the-spot fines for people that do just the exact scenario that you outlined to us, Michelle. But you see, what I think, Ryanair, I thought it was a great idea, but what I think, Ryanair, it should have been, the fine shouldn't have been 500 quid. It should have been six times that. And allow me and Hugh and yourself and your husband who want to have a drink on the plane or want to have a drink at Dublin Airport or Knock or wherever we're going from to do that. But those that behave like the scenario you've painted for us here today on the show, they should be charged €3,000 and €4,000 for being disruptive.
Yeah.
Not €500.
It would have been, I think, just putting them on the next flight back and not letting them have that holiday is, you know, if people knew that they were going to risk that. You know, these boys clearly didn't care that they had a €300 fine.
Yeah,
they
true.
Didn't
high-fiving care. High-fiving each other after they got the fine.
I came out and I couldn't believe it that we were actually standing at the carousel waiting for our baggage Looking collection and they just come out.
Jackie's with us too. Michelle, sorry to hear about your experience. I can understand why you're in favour of this. Have you ever witnessed anything like this on board a flight, Jackie?
I have. Twice, actually, where... Once were again a group of lads, and they actually were removed from the plane, and that was in Dublin by the Gardaí, and the second one was between a couple that were drinking quite heavily, and it ended up the staff had to talk to them, and in fairness, the couple of air hostess, they actually were brilliant. And that, and Andrea, I was just thinking, supposing you're driving up to Dublin, up to Donegal, and you decided to bring a friend, and he was absolutely, we could say, hammered, you wouldn't really want him the whole way up, because he would want to be stopping to go to the toilet, could end up being abused. Yeah, and the other way of looking at this, say, supposing there was an emergency on the plane, and you had... half the quarter of the people on board well jarred. How do you control that?
And trying to disembark, and if you had to do an emergency landing, or like, look, I totally get it. I understand that, but there has to be a level of personal responsibility in all of this, and penalise those that just can't follow the rules.
Yeah, 100%. And the thing about it is, I do understand there are people that need to have a drink because they're actually afraid.
Yeah. Oh, I hear people, yeah, long haul flights is a big one for people, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. And then the thing is, you know, what do you do? Have a breathalyzer at the gate? You know, blow into this before.
I wouldn't bother going away at all. What about you, Thomas? Do you think we should ban booze on flights?
I think probably there's a bit of a middle ground here. First and foremost, there has to be, like, I know we're talking here about the experience of the passengers, but Jesus, if you're an air hostess trying to calm down, you know, someone that's well jarred in a closed environment, that must be extremely tough. You know, their job is to manage the safety of everybody here. So, like, in that example, I mean, the first thing I think it should be a bit like a bouncer, actually, at the gate. And if someone comes up completely well jarred, sorry, go home. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And people would say, well, you can't do that. Well, you actually can. They have the right to refuse service to anybody, you know, as long as there's non-discriminatory grounds. Like, I don't think anybody is going to get onto a flight completely sober and be absolutely smashed halfway through the flight with the price of the drink and the size of the proportions. I also think, you know, the air hostesses should be empowered to say, sorry, you've had enough now. A bit like a bartender. I used to work in a nightclub once upon a time, and we were allowed to do that, not service. Now, that does, if you have people that are already well cut, that could potentially break out in a bit of a row or something like that.
They don't come around as frequently as much, though, Thomas, anyway, really, I don't think, the air staff.
No, they don't. And I'm pretty
sure... Maybe twice at max you'd see it.
Yeah, and I'm sure an air hostess, if they really didn't want to serve someone, oh, sorry, I'll be back to you in a minute, and then just never walk back there again, kind of a thing, or accidentally miss someone. Like, there's ways, I mean, but I do think, like, there has to be a rule about the level of sober you are getting on a flight before we talk about just banning things altogether.
So this is to do then really with, Thomas, this is opening hours of the pubs and the bars in the airports, really, then?
See, the thing about opening hours in the pub or in the airport is it's basically a timeless zone. Like, you never know what time it is. Some people are taking flights at 4 o'clock in the morning, other people are taking flights at 8 o'clock in the evening, and people are drinking at 6 o'clock in the morning, or they're drinking at 8 o'clock in the evening. So I think there has to be, but there also has to be, like, how much drink is being served to an individual in the airport. Like, if the airport barman is just firing out drink, obviously they can go to another pub. But again, you have the right as a bartender to say, okay, this person is very well clashed. And I think if there is a general thing, because the idea of justifying that person's flight, or Michelle's flight, was ruined with kids.
But so, you can hear the effect it's had on her and her husband ever since.
Yeah.
You know,
but I absolutely agree, a no-fly list should absolutely be implemented. They are more strict about that, I think, in America than we are here in Europe. And it has to be just something, no, you're on no-fly list and no one will take you.
The reality is we have over 1,400 incidents, as I mentioned, involving difficult and unruly passengers on commercial flights last year, treble the amount from 2023. They might not necessarily all be booze-related, but you can probably hazard a guess the majority of them are. What about you, Margaret? Do you think we should ban drinking on flights?
No, I don't. I think that's taking the nanny state a bit too far. I think people should be well capable of making their own decisions. However, I did hear a funny story some years ago about a rowdy bunch on a flight who had a little bit too much to drink. And the pilot suddenly discovered an awful lot of turbulence. And they were very quickly put in their seats and feeling a little bit the worse for wear. So I think maybe something like that is rough justice, but you can't make decisions like that for people, you know, flying. They're adults, are supposed to be, essentially.
Yeah.
So no, I don't think we should ban flights. The other thing that had put me off having a drink on a flight, to be honest with you, and one of your contributors mentioned it there as well, is the price of drink. You know, the minute little bottle. I was on a flight less than a week ago, and there was a bottle of wine. It was barely a glass, and it for €8.50. You know,
and dear,
that's enough to put you off drinking on a flight as well.
That will put a halt to your gallop. All right, like this listener says, ban alcohol on Ryanair flights. Well, I think you can't just ban them on Ryanair flights. That's not fair. This listener's suggesting that all drink sales should be banned on Ryanair flights flying stag parties to Ibiza. But don't touch the welcome champagne that I get in the business class cabin on the Aer Lingus flights, says this listener. In all seriousness, though, it is an issue with low-cost carriers flying to holiday destinations. God, I would say it happens on, it could happen on any airline, in any class, I would have thought. John in Waterford says, personal responsibility needs to come into play here, but if you're going to ban drink on aircrafts, then you need to ban alcohol being served in the airport bars as well. Most people that are unruly on the aircraft, they're well steamed before they even set foot in the plane. You need also to institute large fines from the airlines to these offenders, or even a lifetime ban from that particular airline too. 087 1400 106, the WhatsApp number. Keep your thoughts coming into us about whether or not we should ban drink on flights, drink being sold on flights, because of the number of unruly incidents that happened last year. That's Margaret, Hugh, Michelle, Jackie, Thomas. Thanks a million for joining us. Emails lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.